TFC has made news for a couple of possible player moves. A lot of chatter overseas that Alberto Giardino of Genoa is a target for Toronto FC, a forward, with Jermaine Defoe from Tottenham, also a possible target for Toronto FC. Ryan Nelson is the head coach of Toronto FC. He is also a former teammate of Jermaine Defoe's, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Ryan, thanks so much for doing this morning. I greatly appreciate it.
No, not a problem, mate. Not a problem at all.
We know that, Toronto FC, you need to add some offense, and the designated player position is the right way to go about it. Where are we right now as far as negotiations with either of these two players go? I know you've spoken about Jermaine Defoe. I don't know if the organization has said as much about the other forward.
Well, I speak to Jermaine quite a bit, you know, like next teammate. So it's a bit awkward, you know, obviously because he's another club's player, and you know, you can't talk anything contractual or anything financial or anything like that. It's kind of against the law. So obviously, you know, I talk to him all the time, but to get a player like Jermaine is extremely difficult because he's one of the best strikers in the world. All the best ones, all the best players in the world are extremely hard to get. But you know, like it shows you what the club are kind of looking for and what kind of options, you know, that we're pursuing. Whether they've, you know, come through, I don't know. That's media talk or anything. But you know, as I said, it shows a lot for the ownership and. It shows a lot for Tim Lawicki to where he, you know, feels that the club should be looking for.
Ryan, let's talk hypothetically then. What would be the difference between Alberto Giardino and Jermaine Defoe as far as players go? Just hypothetically, how would you rate them and the difference between them, and who might fit into the MLS style of play better than the other?
Well, it's actually a good question because they're both completely contrasting strikers. I mean, one's 6'1", more of a target kind of guy in Giardino. He's played as a lone striker the majority of his career, all through his Serie A days, and even in Italy when he won the World Cup. He's got a phenomenal ability to be first into the box, to win everything, and. He's so strong. He's got a lovely layoff. He doesn't take too many touches. It's one and two. It's clinical. He's probably the perfect kind of number nine target striker. Absolutely lethal in the box. Where Jermaine again is smaller and he's quick and nimble, and he can come and get the ball, or he can play off shoulders. He can. He makes space for himself so well. It's with his quick feet. It's one, two touch out of his feet, and it's next thing you know, it's in the back of the net. What I know is both are just extremely good professionals. They're great characters. And I mean, you know, I can. By the way, I can say this about. I can give you a critique about every single striker, Van Persie, everything. Whether we get these players is a different story, but. I mean, they're fantastic players. I mean, they're absolutely fantastic players. When you get to that level, if any of those players went to the MLS or came to the MLS, whether it's Toronto, whether it's another team, you're looking at probably the best player that will have ever come to the MLS. I think, you know, in terms of the whole package as well, in terms of character, in terms of mentality, in terms of wanting to win, in terms of trying to change and the landscape and leaving kind of a legacy as well. The whole, when I'm talking about the whole package, I mean, David Beckham was an incredible brand name, and what he did to the league was incredible, an unbelievable job, actually, an amazing job. But on the field, you know, if you ask any coach for purely on the field, would you take Beckham or Defoe? I think the majority would take Defoe or Giardino. No disrespect to David because of what he brings and everything else and what a great job he did there.
Ryan, for a guy like Jermaine Defoe, who you know, needs to cement his status in the England team, I mean, obviously it's important that he get everyday playing time. There's talk the QPR is also interested in him. as far as his international career goes, would coming to MLS be a detriment to him?
Well, this is where I put up the argument where it's actually beneficial. Oh, when I did it, I was on the back of 40 or 50 games. Come into May, mid to end of May, you're so tired. You've just gone back and mentally and physically just drained after a massive long European season. Then you literally have 10 days off and you've got to go back at it again. And by the time the World Cup rolls around, you're just so drained. And especially, I feel the England team struggles a bit because a lot of their best players go Champions League virtually all the way as well, so they're right to the end of May. And then by, you know, mid-June, they're asked to kind of compete in the World Cup, and mentally it's so draining, and physically it's so draining. Where the MLS is, I think America does so well in World Cup, because a lot of the players are actual MLS players, that they've had their break come, you know, January, February, their pre-season March to the season starts March, April. So come World Cup time, they're actually mid-season. So they're actually fully fit, rearing to go, you know, absolutely at the prime of where they should be in terms of physically and mentally as a professional footballer. So I'll argue back that actually it's beneficial for those guys as long as they're playing and doing very well. The MLS is a very good standard. This is, you know, the standards equates to a lot of leagues over in Europe. So they're actually coming in mid-season, where they're hardened and they're ready to go, instead of being on the back of a mentally, physically, and draining campaign.
Ryan, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. I know how valuable off time is in the off season, and again, and best of luck with either of these two guys. It'd certainly be a great asset for the organization. You're right; it'd be a real boon for MLS.
Yeah, thanks, mate. You've just set the bar pretty high, put some pressure on us now, haven't you?
Well, that's okay. If it wasn't me, it was going to be Tim Lewicki, right?